we believe we need to have, and have communicated several times, is we need an overall comprehensive analysis. We actually went virtual to West Middle because we had such absentee rates. We've shut down classrooms, we shut down grades. And so we're doing that without board or public getting benefit of what are the total number of COVID related absenteeism. And so I think, as we go through this process, there's more and more doubts that we've been hearing from parents and teachers regarding the numbers. And so our view is, and it's something I expressed at the last board meeting quite clearly and provided an example reporting, a simple, very simple five categories of information that we believe the district should report. And, it just needs to improve. We need to have open, transparent discussion with the board and with the public.
And last week, it looked like the cases were relatively really low. Whenever they come out, they seem to be lower than what you would think we would have, since we do have what looks like a hotspot here in Sioux City.
Well, I mean, I think the methods and approaches the district have taken has been effective throughout over the time since school first started. The wearing of the masks, the cleaning, the things like that. I think the school district has demonstrated that we can operate safe schools, but the numbers were increasing, certainly in the community. There is, as I said at the board meeting, there is a disconnect between the level of positives at the school and the level of positives in the community. But I think the school district has better precautions and better safety items in place than the general public. So I think there's a reason for that. But due to the overall numbers of absenteeism, we've never had a view on, okay, how many are totally gone at any point in time? Let's just measure it every Friday. How many people are gone as a result of the cumulative effect of all these people? So I think when you're talking about shutting schools or changing the way that you instruct students, that information needs to be available in front of you before you make that decision. And I think that was, you had a 4-3 split at the last board meeting on going hybrid or staying in person. But you had it without the benefit of, okay, what are our absenteeism? What's our absenteeism? And how much is really related to COVID? We didn't have that information available. So I think while Mr. Goodman and I, we actually disagreed on the method of instruction. He wanted to go hybrid. I wanted to stay in person. We disagreed on that position. We do agree that there should be much, much better reporting than we've had. And that's really what this issue is about. Let's have good, open, candid disclosure of our COVID and COVID-related, and then total absences, so that the public and the board can see much better information to measure and to see what the trends are, what trends are happening in the school district. We clearly see them for the community, and I think we need to have a similar comprehensive approach for the school district.
You favor in-person learning. What would it take to go virtual? Is there a certain absentee rate that you're looking for before you decide to do that, or is virtual completely off the table for you?
No, it's not off the table for me. I think we reached a point with some staff when you can't staff a building to teach due to the high numbers of staff that are out for whatever reason. But again, we don't know how much is COVID. We don't know how much is an appendix being taken out or any other illness. So we don't have benefit of that information as a board, and I think we need it. But no, I'm not. I was the one that actually was supportive of going hybrid to start the school year. So I was very supportive of that. And to the extent that if we have high absenteeism or it looks like we've got a runaway positive rate, then I think we have to do something differently. So I'm fully supportive of doing what the data shows, but you have to have the information available to make a educated and logical decision. So my view is there's no one set of facts or circumstances that say, yes, it's hybrid, yes, it's virtual, yes, it's in person. I think it's an accumulation of a lot of data points. But certainly I have an open mind as to going hybrid or staying in person. But I think the foundation the foundation of that needs to have adequate reporting and adequate information so we can make an informed decision, not an emotional decision.